Well, perhaps you could turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 17. 1 Chronicles 17. I want to read just one verse of scripture here in 1 Chronicles 17. The word of God says here, 1 Chronicles 17 and the verse number 27. Now therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. Amen. And thus speaks the word of God to our souls. I was preaching last Lord's Day morning, and this was the text that I chose to encourage the church to seek God's face for his blessing on Christ's house. Now, this text ultimately is a prayer for the fulfillment of the covenant that God made with David. That covenant that finds its fulfillment in Christ Jesus, he who died and rose again, ascending to the throne of David, pouring out the Spirit of God upon his church. Hence, David is praying for the beginning of the fulfillment of the covenant, and we pray for its continuation. Now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant. I'm not preaching on that text tonight. If you want to hear it, it's available on sermon audio, and you can download it and listen to it at your convenience. But by way of introduction to that message, there were two things that were brought to my mind. The first was the account of Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon, in his autobiography, who described his gratefulness for being blessed with a praying church. He said this, "I always give all the glory to God, but I do not forget that he gave me the privilege of ministering from the first to a praying people. We had prayer meetings that moved our very souls. Each one appeared determined to storm the celestial city by the might of intercession." The blessing of a praying church. Every minister covets a praying congregation. And godly ministers are thankful when they know such a blessing. The second thing that came to mind, was that on March 17th of this year, we will mark the 70th anniversary of the Free Presbyterian Church, formed in Northern Ireland, March 17, 1951. And thus this March, we will mark its 70th anniversary. And I say that because, having spoken to several of the men who were influential and involved in those earliest days, they all testified to the fact that the church was marked by tremendous seasons of prayer. As apostate churches fell away, so prayer meetings fell away. But as the Free Church was born, so it was marked by tremendous seasons of prayer. And thus, this is our first prayer meeting of the new year. I earnestly covet before God a praying congregation. And we are a church in the legacy of the Free Presbyterian Church. And so as I began to think about tonight's message, yesterday morning I wanted to feel the burden to pray. I wanted to feel that within my soul. Prayer meetings continue, but we need power. We need urgency. I want to feel the pressure, the essential nature of the church prayer meeting. And so I began to really jot down some things in my notes. Reasons to pray. Reasons to pray in 2021. That I would feel the burden in my own soul why I must pray, and then in so doing, hopefully lead you also in that shared burden to seek the face of God. And so as I began to jot down those reasons, 10 became 15, 15 became 20, and 20 became 21. So I want to give you 21 reasons to pray in 2021. I trust you'll appreciate this. Now, each of these would very possibly make a sermon on its own. But I want you to feel the pressure, the burden of Scripture, that we would feel the absolute imperative of being faithful in the place of prayer. Well, let's get going. First and foremost, I must pray in 2021 because it is commanded by God. We sang the Psalm 27, the verse number 8, "When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." You think of the spirit of Isaiah 55, verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near." The evangelical prophet Isaiah understood that it was part of God's redemption to bring the Gentile nations together into the place of prayer. For it says in Isaiah 56 verse 7, "For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people." There is clearly a command given to us in the Word of God for us to pray in 2021. That command is enough. But the second reason I must pray in 2021 is because Christ's blood has opened the way. Hebrews 10:19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5 that we are justified by blood. And those who have the benefit of that work of grace whereby we've come by faith to be justified in God's sight, we have in Romans 5 verse 1, peace with God, by whom also we've access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Our access to prayer costs so much. Free grace is so expensive. And who would not see the value of the privilege in the amount it cost? Therefore, I must pray in 2021, because Christ's blood is the cost whereby I can pray in the presence of God. Thirdly, I must pray in 2021 because God's Spirit is within me. By regeneration, I've been given a new heart. Unless you're born again, you will not enter the kingdom, but those who are born again become sons of God. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. And those who are the sons of God have not the spirit of bondage to fear, but the spirit of adoption whereby they cry, "Abba, Father." Now, I mention that because one of the reasons some will give for not praying this year is a sense of their inability. Well, the child of God cannot say they are not able to pray. The Spirit of God that enables us to pray. Therefore, because God's Spirit is within me, I must avail of that privilege. He enables us to pray. Fourthly, I must pray in 2021 because I am a priest of the new covenant. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Now, I often emphasize that verse in terms of the privilege of being God's priest. But the priests in the Old Covenant also were very conscious of their duty to preach or to pray. They were responsible to serve as priests. And so not only do we feel our privilege, but we must also be aware of our responsibility. It is our duty to serve as priests if the new covenant, whereby we worship and we pray in the presence of God. Fifthly, I must pray in 2021 because I want to commune with God. In the new birth and with the new heart, there is a burden to meet with God. And we do this in part by prayer. Psalm 145, verse 18, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him," to all that call upon him in truth. You want the Lord's nearness, the Lord's presence, the communion with God, then you're going to draw nigh to God. James 4, verse 8, "Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you." So how do I resolve the burden to commune with God? Well, I will only do so when I pray. So that's five reasons why I must pray in 2021. Number six, I want to see more of Christ in the Word. I have that burden. Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." It's okay having the burden to see Christ in the Word, but that burden will drive your prayer. "Lord, I want to see Christ in the Word." Each Lord's Day you'll come with a burden. Show me Christ. Each morning you'll arise, you'll take down your Bible, and you'll pray because you want to see Christ in the Word. Seventhly, I will pray, and I must pray in 2021, because I feel my remaining sin. I know for a fact I will need to seek forgiveness in 2021. And the Lord has told us to pray, "Forgive us our debts." I'm going to have to borrow the words of David in Psalm 51. "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Prayerlessness in 2021 will mean that I am not dealing with my remaining sin. Therefore, I must pray in 2021. Eighthly, God's name is being reproached all around me. I must pray in 2021 because God's name is being reproached all around me. The new edition of The Current that you'll receive in the next couple of weeks includes an article by the Reverend Kimbrough entitled "Truth is Fallen in the Streets." It's taken from the text in Isaiah 59 verse 14. "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth far off, for truth is fallen in the street." God's will has been abandoned by society. There is a lack of biblical sexual morality. There's a lack of integrity. God's word is not loved. God's worship is adulterated. False religion abounds. And therefore, God's word is held in reproach, and in such times, we must pray. Psalm 94, verses 3 and 4, "Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves?" God's saints have always prayed in times of crisis. Moses intercedes. The psalmist's cry, "Come speedily, how long? Have mercy, O Lord." The early church in Acts, chapter 4, chapter 12, they seek God in times of crisis. And so the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 17 says, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God?" As God's name is being reproached, our response must be to pray. But as we lament the state of the nation, is there the result and burden to seek the face of God as it ought to be? God's name is being reproached all around us. Ninthly, I must pray in 2021 because I know that rulers need my prayers. 1 Timothy 2, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Rulers will rule wisely in answer to prayer. We've been told to pray it because this is God's will. Number 10, I must pray in 2021 because few souls are being saved. This is just an honest reflection. There are few that are being saved. I wonder if we did a poll of all of our churches in the past year and asked the question, how many people profess Christ in your church this year? I think we'd all be deeply embarrassed by the answer. We believe in God's sovereignty, but we also believe in the power of the gospel. And therefore, as few souls are being saved, we must honestly say, have we sought the face of God? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Have we known the spirit of Paul? Romans chapter 10, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." I've got to pray in 2021 because few souls are being saved. Number 11, I've got to pray in 2021 because Christ's church is immature. I say that's maybe harsh. I'm not necessarily talking about you as a person or even this congregation, but in general terms, we must understand and accept the fact the church is immature. And I say that on the ground of Hebrews chapter 5, where Paul says, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. Our young people do not value the doctrines that we hold dear. Therefore, they need to be taught the first principles. The implication being that our whole congregations, in general terms, are not as mature as they ought to be. Paul's prayer for his churches, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." The immaturity of Christ's church is again a reason whereby we must pray. Number 12, I must pray in 2021 because I need power in prayer. It's interesting, we must pray in order to pray. We long for effectual, fervent prayers. We long for those prayer meetings that they did testify of in the early days of our denomination. We long for the sense of the Spirit of God praying fervent, effectual prayers. And those prayer meetings arise in proportion to our faith. Hence, we need the Spirit of God to increase our faith. Hence, we need to pray for power in prayer. Isaiah chapter 44, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thy gestern, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." We claim that promise. The outpouring of the Spirit of God upon the seed of Israel. Number 13, I must pray in 2021 because the Great Commission is not complete. Christ tarries, global missions continue, and you must think Pentecost and you must think prayer. And so Paul asks for prayer, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that ye may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." The commission continues. And it is the will of God that that commission continues in connection with the prayers of God's people. Number 14, I must pray in 2021 because I need power in preaching. My colleagues agree with me that we lack the power of the Spirit of God in the ministry of the Word. So Paul asks for prayer, Ephesians chapter 6, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Paul understood the need for power in preaching, and it came as a result of prayer. Number 15, we need laborers in the harvest. There's much work to do. Many unreached peoples, men coming to the end of their ministries, there are gaps, there are vacancies, there are things to accomplish. And the Lord says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." Harvest is great, the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore. Number 16, I want to know the Lord's blessings. It's understandable. That's the spirit of the child of God. James 4, "Ye have not because ye ask not." And perhaps you could turn very quickly to Psalm 81. It'll again help us to break the constant bombardment of points. But you go to Psalm 81 and you'll see there the instruction of the Lord to pray. "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it." The expectation and prayer, God's promise to fill the burdens of the people of God. But verse 11 says, "But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me." Oh, verse 13, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways." Verse 16, "He should have fed them also with the fineness of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee." The connection of waiting upon the Lord, opening our mouths, and the blessing of God that results as we ask God for blessings. I want to know God's temporal blessings. Give us this day our daily bread. You've got to pray in 2021 for these blessings. I certainly want to know the spiritual blessings of joy and peace and believing. Romans 15, verse 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Praying for the spiritual blessings of joy and peace in believing. Number 17, I must pray in 2021 because my family needs the Lord. Psalm 127, verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." Number 18, I must pray in 2021 because the sick are healed in answer to prayer. 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In days when sickness abounds, we must understand that God is pleased to heal in answer to prayer. James 5, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Number 19, I must pray in 2021 because I need wisdom and guidance to live for God. How are we going to live in a world like this? How do we live as families? How do we know how to raise children? How do we understand how to live in society? What's submission going to look like this year? Submission in church, submission in family, submission in society. Well, the Bible tells us that we're to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, that we're not to lean upon our own understanding, but we are in all our ways to acknowledge Him. That's prayer. And He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And so James will tell us on Sunday night, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's another reason to pray in 2021. 20. I must pray in 2021 because I need God's peace in every care. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I stand on the threshold of a new year, understanding without doubt that cares will come. There will things that come that will trouble my soul. And how am I going to respond? Well, be careful for nothing. Philippians chapter 4. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Number 21. I must pray in 2021 because I will absolutely need God's strength in every trial. I'm going to have to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's guaranteed that I will understand more and more the situation that Paul found himself in when Christ said to him, My grace is sufficient for thee. Every year brings new trials, and every year enables the believer to understand more and more of the maturity of knowing that the power of Christ must rest upon us. That Christ's strength is made perfect in weakness. And so, I just jotted down 21 reasons why I need to pray in 2021. And the conclusion I came to as I came to the end of all that and sat back in the chair, the conclusion was, why did I pray so little in 2020? I should have done this a year ago. But you know what it means? We need to do this every day. We need to constantly battle the flesh, the weariness of the flesh, and we need to constantly battle to live by faith in the Son of God and to live in obedience to the Word of God. And what I've done in some fashion tonight is really give you an overview of the biblical teaching regarding prayer. Access by grace, through Christ, by the power of the Spirit, the privilege of the child of God, and then the multiple reasons, the burdens that we face as we seek the face of God. And that privately, but also corporately, we would know the burden to seek the face of God in the place of prayer. Amen. May God help us by His grace and then His mercy.